The year they built the TV tower, I was hastuck up in love with Shafti Shraida's daughter, Flyda. I was only almost 16, and Flyda was almost 16 too, and I had been in love with her all the way since we were only almost 14, when she looked at me in her little pocket mirror from where she was sitting in the next row in school, and I just went hastuck up in love. And now we were both almost 16, and everything should have fit together real nice. Only when you are almost 16, the whole world seems to get in the way of things that you want, because when you are only almost 16, you don't have a driver's license. That's where the puzzle doesn't fit. That's how come the weeds grow in the garden. I mean, me and Flyda were going pretty good. Like, I walked with her home from choir practice 3 times, and one Sunday after dinner, when I knew that her brothers weren't at home, I went to visit her, and we went for a walk down to the big ditch that cuts us off from the States. The new TV tower was there on the stateside, and we talked about how scary it would be to have to climb all the way to the top to screw in a new light bulb, and we talked about some of the funny things people said when they were first building the tower. Like, some said you wouldn't even have to buy a TV, because the tower was so close that all you would need would be rabbit ears with a white cloth hanging over it, and you would be able to see the picture. Others said that they were going to put a big ball at the top of the tower with a helicopter. And some said no, they would put big mirrors on the top, because with TV you had to have mirrors because of the picture. And so some right away said that if you wanted to watch the TV, you would just need to line a mirror up with the tower and you would be able to see it. Flyda and me laughed at ourselves over these stories, and I was feeling pretty good and was sneaking my hand close to Flyda's so that I could maybe hold it a little bit, because when you are hastuck up in love with a girl, you should hold hands with her. But when my finger touched her hand just a little bit, she said she would have to go back home, because her mom and dad were going to visit some cousins and she wanted to go with. So we walked back to her place, and I didn't try to take her hand, but I was still feeling okay, and I was thinking that I would come back the next Sunday in the evening, because it is maybe easier to do such things in the evening. But when I did, the next Sunday, Flyda was not home, and then after I found out that she had gone to the Nitschi show with some Schladenz from Altberchtal, and I mean I was feimäßig mad over that, but what can you do when you are only almost 16?